baby, we be mine. So everyone needs to just calm their shit about Tannehill, all right? The contract is going to be, like, they're going to be fine, all right?
Everyone sucks.
Everyone's looking at 4 years, $118 million, and it's just not what it is, really.
It's a big number.
It is a big number.
It's a big number, Pete.
It's not what it is, though.
Break it down, then.
What is it?
I mean, basically, it's just it's a three-year deal, like, of guarantees. The last year's not guaranteed. The second last year is not fully guaranteed either. The first 2 years are. And they backloaded the first year, too. So they got something up their sleeve this year.
They're cooking something.
Oh, that's what they were cooking.
Mm-hmm. But you still think they're going to go after Tom Brady?
They could. I mean, two quarterback system.
No. Two quarterback system.
We have a source that consistently lets us know that they are.
Tom Brady could take over. Or actually, Tannehill will take over Marcus Mariota and that little Wildcat. That
ooh. Yeah.
And then Tom Brady will be
I am going to miss
right
that
there.
That wild, that little
when
Wildcat.
They'd randomly bring him in for no reason.
It was great, though. I loved it.
Had everybody
everyone hated it. I love that.
It was so confusing.
Had everyone thinking.
So, not too much money? That's where you're getting to?
I mean, it is obviously a lot of money, but, like, I think with how the salary cap keeps rising and the quarterback market keeps – every position keeps changing. The market keeps getting higher and higher. I think they did really well with it. Like, being – what are they, seventh in – he's the seventh highest paid quarterback in salary and guarantees. I don't think that's a bad thing, really. Especially
you can't be
with,
afraid to go good to great.
Especially Dak's going to get his contract. Well, I mean, Bray's going to get his. His is going to be paid more.
Chase Daniel's going to get his.
Right.
Chase Daniel's going to get
Drew
his.
Drew Brees is going to be more. Mm.
Chase Daniel's going to get his.
I think the hometown discount.
We'll see what Bridgewater gets. We'll see what Jameis is going to get more.
More than Tannehill?
I think so, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You're out of your mind.
No, he is.
Well, he wants more.
Winston's
not
going to get more
than Tannehill. Do you think Winston's better than Tannehill?
I don't know yet.
No.
You want
30 interceptions?
Paid.
He's going to cut it down.
He had laser eyes
right
surgery.
Now, Tannehill's definitely better, but I can
he's
see
definitely
Winston.
Better right
but
now.
Nobody's seen Winston.
People
play
are saying
with
like
new
the Titans
eyes.
Should go after Winston or they should go after Bridgewater. I think Tannehill is just better than both of them.
Well, there's no point to go that route. Those routes.
You don't want to go down that road.
It was either Brady or Taney or Mariotti.
Mm. Well, I'm just happy where we're at right now.
Pizza
so
happy
far.
Camper.
I like
but
I
what
like
if they
it.
Got Brady? You probably would have been happy.
I would have been happy too, yeah.
Right.
Because then we're I was talking about this. I was like, what if we got Brady, and then we got Derrick Henry, and then we got Antonio Brown?
Ooh.
Like, that would have been.
I think Antonio Brown is following Brady.
That would have been wild. What if it was Tom Brady, Derrick Henry, Antonio Brown, A.J. Brown,
you're losing
Adam Humphreys, Corey Davis,
yeah, but that's
Jonnu
it's
Smith.
Not happening. It's done. It's done.
It's done, but I'm just saying. I was thinking about it. I was like, wow, that'd be something.
Pete was having
but it's not going to happen.
It's not happening. But
he's having what?
Warm,
wait,
wet dreams.
Warm, silky dreams about that. Warm.
About Brady to the Titans?
With all, yeah, that whole
thing. No, I'm happy, though. I'm happy where we're
you're
at.
You're happy?
I want to see you. We got to get done with Derrick Henry next.
And what else do they do after Derrick Henry?
Oh.
I don't know. I think a lot of people want Conklin back. I'm not the biggest believer in him, honestly. He's just very inconsistent. He's a really good run blocker, and it's nice to have the unit to stay together at the offensive line. Cause that's
the guy that's always on the ground.
Yeah,
always on the ground.
I think they might franchise tag him if they get a deal done with Derrick Henry. If they don't get a deal done with Derrick Henry, and they have to franchise tag Henry, I don't think they pay Conklin. But then that opens up the window of, I'm thinking, Clowney.
Ooh. I mean, the tractor can't run without its engine. All right?
I don't know what that means.
Not sure where you're going with that.
I was going Conklin. He kind of needs him. He needs his run blocker.
He's got Saffold and Taylor Lewan and Ben Jones.
He just had so much success in that system. I think you got to try to keep it.
Yeah.
I think they will. I think they're trying to get a Henry deal done right now. And if they get that done, I think they would tag Conklin.
What happens if Tannehill just goes back to just being just poop?
That's going to be bad. Well, I mean, it's
who are you guys going for the backup? Like Charlie White?
That's going to be interesting. someone should give him a shout out, but I don't know his Twitter, but off the top of my head, but he was like going through, like, he was kind of doing like a projection. He had him getting Blake Bortles as the backup. Everyone was just bashing him. I would take Bortles as a backup. I don't know what's wrong with that.
You a big Bortles guy?
He went to the AFC Championship, right? Just like Tannehill.
He could definitely be a backup. I don't understand why.
Would you take... He played... Who would you rather have, Trubisky as your backup or Bortles as your backup?
Bortles. Trubisky.
I'd rather have Bortles.
I don't think so.
Bortles is much better than Trubisky.
Much better. You're wild over there.
Bortles literally went to the AFC Championship. I'm getting amped up.
Bortles.
You're going to give us Corona.
Trubisky's not going to the AFC Championship.
Why don't the Bears side Bortles then and have him take the starting job?
Because they're not going to do it.
Because Allen Robinson said Trubisky is much better than Bortles. Guaranteed.
Did he say that?
He said it.
Yeah, Allen Robinson. I think Allen Robinson would know.
What else is he going to say? If Bortles is quarterback now, he would say
Allen Robinson was talking shit about Blake Bortles during practice.
It's because the Jaguars got rid of him. He's on the Titans. Or he's on the Bears.
No, I'm saying, like, if you go watch, there's a video in training camp.
No.
Yes.
No.
We know.
They're going to say whoever's team they're on. Those questions are just stupid.
No, I'm just saying. Questions. I'm just saying there's a video back when Allen Robinson was on the Jags playing with Bortles.
Looking it up.
There was a training camp video, and Bortles was throwing him a deep ball, and it was way out of bounds. It was uncatchable. And
he got mad about it.
Yeah, he was, like, pissed. He was, like, so pissed.
Diggs does that to Kirk Cousins. Everybody does it to everybody.
I know.
Diggs does that to everyone. It wouldn't matter who's the quarterback.
I think Trubisky's a better quarterback than Blake Bortles.
Hey, man, thanks for the confidence. Yeah,
it's not really much saying, but that you're insane for saying he's much better. You said Bortles is much better.
To me, it's not like I don't have to think about it. Bortles is better.
Okay.
Bortles had a good season and got them to
the defense championship game. Jared Goff defense had a good season.
The Bears playoff year when they didn't even win a playoff game, their defense was a lot better than the Jaguars.
Those were the two defenses that were compared to each other.
That's true.
It was Bortles and then Trubisky.
Bortles had a good year that year.
He did have a good year.
He has a good year under his belt. Trubisky does not.
Nothing against Bortles. I would take him as a backup for sure, though. People were bashing it. I'd love to have Bortles as a backup. He's playing 1 year under the Rams scheme as a backup. The Rams run a similar scheme as the Titans. I think that would be
Get a quarterback for Allen Robinson? He's had to deal with Bortles and Trubisky.
It's his own fault, though. He went and signed with the Bears.
Yeah, but he signed
because of Glennon was his guy.
Glennon,
he's like, I want to catch that ball from that neck.
I saw something like this. When was that? How long ago was that?
The other day was like a year.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Not a year. That's
like
what I was saying.
2 year anniversary.
Yeah, 3 year or something like that. I was just laughing at that deal.
What
was
million?
3 years, $45 million? What were they thinking?
Something like that. I don't know how much was guaranteed.
What was Ryan Pace thinking?
He wasn't, Pete.
He's still not thinking.
Kind of. You make that Mac trade, you're thinking a little bit.
He was a quarterback off from going to the Super Bowl.
That's a good trade, the Mac trade.
I think it is.
Now that we know what Trubisky is, if he had a quarterback, let's just say we had Deshaun Watson.
But you're
in the Super Bowl.
Right. You have a chance to trade for potentially, debatably, the best defensive player.
At the time, it was a good trade.
Right.
Because you thought Trubisky was his guy.
I think Khalil Mack's the best defense, like, in general, the best defensive player in football. Like, if I had a number one pick, picking defensive guys for 1 year, it's Khalil Mack, but I still think the Raiders won that trade. Because they did. Because it's an offensive league, and mainly that's the reason being.
But if Trubisky panned out, then you'd have to say that would have looked great. It all matters.
Who won the trade, the Rams or the Titans?
What, the Goff trade?
Yeah. Remember, like a year ago when the Rams went to the Super Bowl, you were just, like, arguing that the Rams won the trade.
Well, I mean, he did go to the Super Bowl.
I think I'd rather have Corey Davis, Jack Conklin, Derrick Henry, Jonnu Smith.
But they're about to only have two of those guys.
What?
They're about to only have two of those guys.
Maybe. Corey Davis on the team still.
Or three, well, 2 to 3. I mean, they could lose Corey Davis next year, and Derrick Henry's a free agent right now.
Well, yeah, I don't know about Corey Davis, but I'm just saying.
Well, you can't just turn on Goff that fast, okay?
Oh, I turned
Didn't
on
you
Jared
last
Goff
year?
Last year. I
no,
did.
Pete's been a
During
really
year, he's bad.
He's not good.
He's not bad.
He's not great.
Went to a Super Bowl.
He's like 20th
his
in the 20s.
His coach brought him to the Super Bowl in his helmet. He was telling him what to do.
Yeah.
He had a really good year that year.
He did. They found him out.
No, the offensive line was really bad this year. It went from really good to really bad.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what he was with. I know everyone blames Jeff Fisher, but we saw what he was like in that. Like, it has to be. He has to be in the system that he's in with McVay telling him what to do.
Well, also,
with
Jeff,
all the weapons he has.
Jeff Fisher, they didn't. Did they start Keenum that year? They started Keenum. They lost a bunch of games and they threw Goff into a bad situation.
I know, but he had another year with them too.
No quarterback's gonna succeed in that situation. Sure. Don't matter the system.
He's got Todd Gurley. He needs Todd Gurley.
Todd.
He needs a healthy Todd Gurley.
That's exactly what happened to Trubisky.
That's bad.
He needs a healthy Todd Gurley. He needs Cooper Kupp. He needs Brandon Cooks. He needs Robert Woods. Mm. And he needs Sean McVay.
Did you say Gurley?
I said Gurley, okay. Yeah. To be decent at best.
Oh, decent.
Are the Rams on the decline?
They were picking up at the end of
the
year.
They might be because they don't have a good cap situation to regain the offensive line.
Or some of the defensive
pieces. I feel like there were some gray hairs coming out of McVay last year.
Perhaps
he was. I always said he's a bad play caller.
Ooh,
he has a good playbook and scheme. He's just not a good. He does some stupid stuff.
There's a lot of people that do some.
There
stuff.
Is, yeah.
But sometimes it just gets magnified.
The same thing with Nagy.
It just
gets
magnified.
Hey, let's not.
I'm
go
saying
there.
No,
whoa.
I'm saying he's got a good system. He just calls some stupid plays.
Yeah, Nagy falls into the trap that we always talk about. That how like coaches feel like they need to call certain types of plays in certain situations. It's not because they want to, it's because they feel like they need to. And that's
well, he ran the ball that one game because the media kept telling him to run the ball.
Yeah,
but he should have been running the ball. Yeah,
that's a problem.
That was bad. That was a bad look. This guy was like, fine, I'll run the ball, and he ran it like 60 times.
This guy was an idiot. Was an idiot. Mike Vrabel was an idiot. Beginning of the year.
He's part of the Champions Club.
He is, yeah. Dumb coaching decision.
Yeah.
Then he figured it out.
He figured it out, though.
But then, yeah, he made a really good one then.
So,
man, wow.
Calais Campbell got traded. That was actually earlier today. The Jaguars traded Calais Campbell to the Ravens for a fifth-round pick.
They stole him.
Yeah, I had a great video on our Goat House Plus channel, but I'm going to spoil it
here. Did you see his contract at the time, though?
Of making the video?
Yeah.
Well, the contract doesn't really matter. It's just the trade.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, do you see his contract now?
Well, I saw his contract, yeah. I think it's a good deal.
I don't think he saw the contract.
I don't know if he saw
did
it.
Did you see the contract?
Two-year, $27
million. Two-year, $27
million.
Two
20 million guaranteed.
$20
million. I think
guaranteed.
It's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
How old is he? 35?
He says he's 35.
Playing at a high level. It's only 2 years.
Yeah.
That's the money he's worth.
All right.
Probably could be worth more than that.
But a fifth-round pick of all things.
No, that's great, though. Great deal for the Ravens.
Well, I was going to spoil it. Yeah, I gave the Ravens an A+, and I gave the Jags an F. I don't think I've ever graded anybody an F for something.
It's like they didn't call the rest like, hey, we got him. Yeah. You know, like, what would you give us for this?
I mentioned that in the video, too. So like, I want to give other teams an F, like teams that were contenders that could use him. Like, how do they not trade more?
Someone
giving a fourth round.
Someone
pick for
I forgot who it was. Someone tweeted that Caldwell and Dick. What's the Ravens guy?
DeCosta.
Yeah, DeCosta are like friends. Like. Oh, yeah, it's just like Fred, so like, here, let's give you a good deal. They know each other well.
The Packers called, offered a third. We're going to take the fifth from the Ravens. That's my bud.
Yeah. Thanks, right. Bud.
All right, that's a deal.
And then we'll see the Jags.
He'll take him out golfing.
We'll see the Jags go spend.
Buy him a nice steak dinner.
We'll go see the Jags spend big money in free agency again, though. Don't worry.
Like, media should be like, all right, so like, how many teams gave an offer for Calais Campbell? And ask those questions to the people that are, you know, appropriate for. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Instead, they're like, who are you going to draft with the 9th overall pick? They don't even know. Yeah. They don't know who they're going to
take. I would have given up probably a 4th and a 7th.
I would have given up more than that.
You think so? Would you do a 3rd?
I don't like trading draft picks, and I would have gave up, 3rd plus.
3rd plus.
And it's not even that bad of a deal.
It's
not even that bad of a deal.
Yeah, that was confusing. So the Jags, like, I mean, are we all in agreement that they're idiots? No, I'm kidding. Are we all in agreement that they're going in rebuild mode, like full?
We don't know. We're about to find out on Wednesday.
No, they're going rebuild.
I don't know.
By Wednesday.
Free agency, like
just want to see if they sign.
They're gonna start just like spending money again. That's what they always do. That's what we're just saying.
They really need it. If you're spending money, it should be on the young guys that you can lock up that can be part of the rebuild. It doesn't make sense for them to do
I keep
that
talking
again.
About. I talked about it on Twitter quite a bit. In the past, I don't see anybody talking about it. I think the Jags are a team that definitely may trade up for a quarterback.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why nobody's talking about that.
I think someone tweeted that – he bring up Twitter. Someone tweeted that Jags Jags select Trevor Lawrence next year. Like, they're going to be like that. Well, that's
people are saying that. Like, they're officially tanking for Trevor Lawrence. But if they're actually, they could be. I won't rule it out. But, like, just think about that. They're planning on getting the first overall pick next year. You have to get the first overall pick. Trevor Lawrence is going first. The team that has the pick.
What if he tears his ACL?
He's probably still going.
Well, are the Jags banking on that?
Knock on wood.
I mean, we don't talk about another man's injury.
I know, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, he's saying he's guaranteed going first.
Guaranteed first, and the team that has the first overall pick, I'm going to say they're not going to trade the pick. They're taking Trevor Lawrence.
What if they're not a quarterback-needy team?
Well, let's say the Vikings extended Kirk Cousins like today, and they had a terrible, terrible season at the first overall pick. Do you think they're a QB-needy team?
Yeah.
If I'm the Vikings, I would cut Cousins or try to shop him for something.
My point was going to be they're taking Trevor Lawrence. Like, they're taking
him. There's probably only like three teams that would not take Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. So the Jags would have to get the first pick, and you cannot plan for that. Like, if you plan this draft around we're going to get the first pick next year, you're going to screw yourself. So I don't really agree with the tank for Trevor Lawrence ways. I'm not saying they're guaranteed to trade up for a quarterback in this draft, but I can see them. They're desperate to load up on picks. They have loaded up on picks. I can see them trading up for Tua, Herbert, or Jordan Love. I definitely can see it. Nobody's really talking about that. I think it's a possibility. Yeah. I don't know.
They could use what's his name? I don't want to mispronounce his name. The edge who they just tagged.
Ngakwe?
Ngakwe? However you say that.
Yannick Ngakwe.
Ngakwe. You didn't say that. Ngakwe. They could use him as part of the trade to try to move up, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, going for a quarterback.
What if the Giants and the Jags swap picks 4 to 9? Jags move up to 4, but the Giants move back to 9, but they get Ngakwe.
I think the Giants win that trade. That's a good trade.
Fourth overall, they're moving. I mean, I would agree with you, but the downside would be the difference between 4 and 9 is actually
still got a top 10 pick.
Yeah. Why I would like that a lot for the Giants is because what right now it sounds like their biggest need or what they would target at 4 is an offensive lineman. You look at the offensive lineman that could go in the top 10. There's 4 of them. There's Becton, there's Thomas, there's Wills, and there's Wirfs. They're going to get one of them at 9 still. They probably have their choice of 2 of them. So they can get Ngakwe and still get one of those linemen. That'd be great for the Giants. So
call him up.
Yeah, I'm going to call Gettleman. All these
contacts.
I do have a contact.
He's always looking for a quarterback.
A quarterback? No, he's got his quarterback in Daniel Jones. Mm. Danny Dimes. That's his guy. Mm. So they just got to get the protection for Danny Dimes, the quarterback.
Right. And Saquon.
Yeah, they got to run the ball a little better there. Got to keep him protected.
I think the Giants, out of all teams, I think for me at least, they're super high on the could go from like super bad to relatively good this year.
Okay.
Especially, are you back in the Giants train?
I'm not going to be all in like I was that one year.
We'll see on pick-ems this year.
Okay.
We'll see. I do know you're not going to pick the Falcons a lot or at all.
Right.
What about –
is there any team like close to the Falcons for you? Like you're just
– That I just don't like?
That you're just like not – you're just not a believer. You don't like them, you know?
Well, like this is the thing. Like I dislike the Packers as a Bears fan, but I respect them. Yeah, I don't respect the Falcons at all.
No respect.
I don't think anybody understands this.
I don't really fully understand it, but it's something that I gotta own up to and just kind of
just roll.
I'm gonna be on there rest of my life. I will not like the Falcons.
You know, sometimes in pick'ems we go, you pick a team, and then the next week pick'em, you're really mad that you picked the team, and you're like, when we go, I'm never picking that team again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you have that team and they're playing the Falcons, I don't know. What are you going to do?
It would really depend on the team.
Probably going to be another 2 years before I pick the Dolphins again.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's when the rebuild's going
to
be over.
But the thing, you know what's the weirdest part about my Falcons hate? I used to, in the Michael Vick years, I loved them. I had a poster in my room and everything. I loved the Falcons. That was my team.
Were you an Eagles fan then too?
Yeah. I literally was a Vick guy.
Oh. Big Vic guy.
Big Vic. But my mom actually took that poster down when she found out about the dog incident. Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so that was the sad day for me. I saw his poster one day, it was gone the next. Shout out
to
Vic.
Your mom was just protecting you.
She wasn't a big Vic guy.
No. Or she was a big dog kind of lady.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. So I'm just seeing now, actually, the bonuses due right when the league year hits, the first week. Jared Goff's going to get a $21 million bonus. Ben, Big Ben Roethlisberger, going to get a $12.5 million
bonus. Oh, for not playing. Oh,
CJ Mosley is going to get a $10 million bonus. Za'Darius Smith, $9 million. Carson Wentz, $8 million. Todd Gurley, it's a lot of bonuses from the Rams there, $7.5 million. Kyle Fuller gets a $7.5 million. Matthew Stafford, $6 million. Aaron Rodgers, $9.2 million. And Adam Thielen, $5 million.
Not last year.
He earned it.
Not last year.
So a lot of bonuses.
Do you think Jared Goff earned that? No. What was it? 20? What?
Sean McVay earned it.
Yeah.
Do you think he like wakes up and checks his bank account that day?
Probably. Just to make
sure I don't think he ever checks his bank account. Yeah, I don't think he checks.
Someone does that for him.
Definitely. How often do you think like these kind of guys check their bank account?
I think a lot of them don't check it, I bet. Like often, I mean.
For people that went to like Harvard and Yale, I would suspect that they
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah. Yeah. I would suspect
Anthony Firkser. You guys a big Firkser guy?
Couldn't tell you who that was.
What?
Honestly.
You don't know Firkser?
What are you talking about? He scored the only touchdown.
Only
offensive touchdown against the Patriots.
Against the Patriots. Playoffs. In the playoffs.
How do you not know that?
Come on.
Like, it's common knowledge.
Common knowledge here.
What are you doing? You watching the game?
For your guys?
Yeah.
Was that like the toe touch, that really nice catch over the shoulder?
No, that was Johnny.
I saw that. That was
the Ravens game.
I remember that throw.
Is there a talking about the touchdown? The butt touchdown?
The butt touchdown.
No, what are you talking about?
Talking about the dime that he had in the corner of the end zone. I don't know who it was against, but it was a Tannehill dime.
You're talking about the Trubisky dime that threw to Taylor Gabriel.
I'm really not. I'm really not, because I didn't see any of those.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
You can throw a dime against the Redskins.
That was
congratulations.
That was an unbelievable pass.
According to Chris Sims, it's down to the Patriots or the Bucks for Tom Brady.
I think he's waiting to see the jersey reveal.
Yeah,
maybe that was part of.
I don't think he cares anything about the jersey reveal.
What if he's part of it?
What about the Rams logo? You guys like that? I don't.
I don't.
No,
I hate
their little Tykes logo.
It looks like a Rams Chargers hybrid, but a shitty hybrid.
Right.
That's all I got.
Yeah, those
That's
hybrids can be dangerous.
They're what?
Nothing. I don't know. I don't think that's – I can't see him in a Bucs uniform.
I can't believe it's narrowed down to the Bucs and the Patriots, though. You got to think the Colts or the Chargers, or they're interested, you know. Or the Titans going to go dual quarterback.
Dual quarterback.
Right. Forget Tractor Cito.
They just put Tom at running back.
RPO is between the two of them.
Yeah. You never.
That's A+ free agency right there.
What if a team did it? That'd be pretty wild.
They're so stupid.
They could get fired right away.
Yeah.
For sure about it, actually.
Yeah.
What if you can just do it in a.
Can you explain to me the CBA and what happened with that, please?
Well, the CBA, the main thing I take away from. Well, first, like the cap space. Like, it increased the cap space. So everyone's like freaking out how much money do. It's really confusing, actually. How much. I mean, if you've been following us on Twitter and. Even on YouTube, like the numbers I've been putting out, the adjustments, like that kind of factored in what the projected cap increase was. So it's kind of in the ballpark there. You know, people are kind of acting like, yeah, we're going to have this much more cap space. Like, it's not a lot more. Really, the only difference is if you cut players now, you're going to have less dead cap. So teams can create more cap space. So that's kind of what I take away from it. But the main thing everyone, you know, we're all talking about is the
Josh Gordon.
No, but go on. I like where you're going.
No, he could smoke the weed now.
That's what I found out.
Well, that's not completely true.
He can smoke it on the weekends.
On the weekends after.
Yeah. He already broke the
law. Well, not necessarily him, but the NFL like followed how like
the NFL laws. I mean,
yeah, they followed the MLB. Like, they're no longer disciplining if you test. It didn't make sense.
No, there is discipline still.
What they made it seem like
you don't know
not.
No discipline.
MLB does not. They don't
like,
even test for it.
There's just like. Certain times, like when they get tested for it, and like how much is in their system now.
I like
so it's basically if you're actually using it for like pain tolerance, you'll be
and like
fine.
That's kind of what it is. And they said it's a 2-game suspension the first time. No,
but there is
instead
a number
four,
like they can't have more than.
Yeah.
All right, let's let the boys smoke some pot. Come on now.
I mean, they're letting off a lot on it.
But just let the boys
big,
smoke pot. It doesn't
everyone's
matter.
Argument was like pain management. Okay, use it for pain management.
Let it go wild. No, the people aren't going to be playing. You see
what Michael Thomas said? He's always got something to say.
What did he say?
Said something about like it's time for load management now, like in the NFL. So what is he's the one that's like, I mean, very accomplished and like cares about his stats and like putting like breaking records. Was he going to sit out games now?
He's not going to sit out games.
Like, I don't understand where he's going with that.
I guess the voting was pretty close, but I guess if it would not have passed, then there was going to be a problem with free agency. Like there was going to be like. I don't really get howled, honestly, but some teams weren't going to be able to spend money. So I guess it did create a little more room for the teams with, not enough cap space. So I guess that's a good thing. I think there was more of a chance everything was going to get pushed back if it didn't happen. So overall, it's a good thing. Now I'm seeing Adam Schefter just tweeted, the start of the league will not be, most likely not be moved, and it'll start on time. So that's good.
Because everything that could be done is not, like, in person.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't understand why pushing it back.
Pushing that back would make no sense.
So the CBA, the main thing that everyone's taking, like the main topic here, is that the 14-team playoff, seven, and we kind of knew about that a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, but seven teams from both conferences.
But that doesn't take an effect, right?
It takes an effect this season. What doesn't take an effect this season
is 17 games.
It's 17-game season next year.
So the expanded playoffs is this year. The 17 games is next.
How do you guys feel about
this? As soon as I heard the 17 games, I was just like thinking, how do they decide which teams get screwed on having more away games and which teams get benefited for more home games?
Yeah, that's going to piss me off if some teams get more
home. They're just setting it up for 18 games.
Or they can do the neutral site. Every team plays a neutral site.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? That might be what they do, because if you think about it, more and more teams are now playing in Mexico. They're playing in England.
Yeah.
So that might be it. They're gearing up.
They better do that. Yeah. I don't want to.
Or maybe it could be like another AFC versus NFC game on their schedule. In like 1 year, the AFC gets the home field, and the next year, the NFC gets the home field.
Some teams set themselves up for. Like, they go into the season, this is a winning year. Like, this is a year we're pushing, but we have to play in an extra away game. You know? This is a rebuild year. Some teams are better on the road.
Gotta go win. Gotta go win.
Most likely, most teams are not.
Well, if you want to be a great team, you gotta win on the road.
So I'm only okay with a 17-game season, that which starts in 2021, not this year, if there is one neutral site game for each team. But this year starting is 14 teams in the playoffs, 7 in each. How do you guys feel about that? That one?
Well, I like it. I like
makes
like,
it a little more interesting.
It makes it more of like a prize if you have the one seed.
Yeah.
There's no more two buys. You have to be the best team in your AFC NFC.
I kind of like that. Have some bad teams make
that's true.
I don't care.
It's not a problem for me, but if it was up to me, I don't really like it, really. I don't like change in a great sport, you know, mainly. But then you could say it's a great sport. We're going to get more games. That's kind of the good thing. But, yeah, kind of what Danny said that, there's going to be – like the Steelers would have made it this year. The Steelers had a great defense, but that offense did not belong
anywhere near. So that's the Steelers. Who would they play was a two-seed. Chiefs. Steelers versus Chiefs.
That would have been a bashing.
Oh, my God.
Absolute bashing.
The Chiefs might not have scored 40 points, but the Steelers would have been 70. Bad.
No.
75-0 would have been the final score.
No, bad. The Chiefs wouldn't have scored a whole bunch of points, but the Steelers
would have. Chiefs would have scored on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That defense got pretty good in the playoffs, too.
Does this mean there's one less preseason?
There is
three preseason. Yeah.
Ooh,
that's good. Not this year though.
That's next year. Next 17.
So there's still four.
So will they? Do you think they'll be pushing back the schedule or pushing it up in replace of that?
I think it's the same because
it's the same amount.
Because now there's one less preseason game, but there's one more week of regular season.
But are they okay?
I think
so. The season will be technically starting earlier in replace of that third preseason.
Yeah, the regular season.
That's what I was
asking. You're saying. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. 1 week earlier.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice too.
That's not bad. I ain't opposed.
Okay.
Your football.
Right.
But yeah, back to the 17 playoff. I also think you talk about like it's. I think you guys are basically saying it's like really important to get that one seed. Yeah.
I think it should be like something that's like.
But to me, it's like, almost half the teams in conference make the playoffs. I think it almost could turn into more like an NBA. Like we know we're good enough to make the playoffs. Let's not kill ourselves to make the one seed. Let's just get in. And I think that some of that we could be seeing some of that, which I don't like.
Yeah.
I just think there's going to be mediocre teams in the playoffs. So I don't know.
Do you think fantasy football are going to add more mediocre teams to the playoffs now?
Oh yeah.
What's the best part of March Madness for you?
What
is a Cinderella story? I think we're going to be seeing some Cinderella stories in the NFL playoffs, which would be pretty sweet.
But that's not in March.
I'm just saying. Everyone likes a good underdog story.
You threw me off with that one.
I'm just, you know.
And now you made me upset because I just remembered the fact that March Madness
isn't happening.
It's
okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Sports are canceled.
We're going to get some teams that get hot at the right time. They get that low seed, and they're going to go make some noise in the playoffs. Sure, we're going to get some garbage, but you're going to also get some cool stories out of
it. It will help the teams that have a player that's injured early in the year that comes back later, too. I get that.
Might help hold them out.
But nobody likes the Cinderella story. Nobody does.
You're a liar.
Nobody likes
You're
it.
A liar.
And you just said March Madness when sports are canceled.
We know
We've
that.
Been canceled.
We're not canceled.
We're not
canceled. We're here.
We're going to keep going.
I mean, you might be because you've been coughing up a little bit over here.
It's true.
And look at him over here.
I got the corona
on the video version here. You're a little fuzzy.
It's the corones. It's surrounding you.
You got the corones and the pepperones.
Get away from them.
Oh, the pepperoni.
The pepperoni.
The macaroni and the gabagool.
The gabagool.
The pepperoni. Looked like you were interested.
I was reading something.
Looked like he was very interested in what I was saying.
Sorry,
I
don't, it's the corona.
I don't know what I'm saying. But I've seen people, like, the idea they're doing, since there's no March Madness, is they take a year, like a long time ago, where nobody knows what happened at all in that tournament. They print off the bracket, they make a bracket, then go watch the replays on YouTube.
That's good.
I also have seen people play like the old NCAA basketball games, and then they just do a bracket based off that, and they let the video game simulate it.
Ooh.
There's people like betting on like,
can we do
like 2K games, like simulating.
Can we do that?
That's good, yeah. it's smart.
That'd be good. We can do that. We can get the pepperoni out. Gabagool, eat some of it while watching the simulation.
Could be a little messy while watching.
Now, since all the professional athletes aren't playing sports right now, they're all reverting over to play video games. Are any professional athletes just going to quit their day job and stick with
video
games?
I mean, you saw somebody that was kind of ahead of their time, Kyle Long. He was ahead of this.
Perhaps.
He knew it was coming, and he wanted to be isolated.
Retired, and then, he's playing NASCAR games on
whatever that
thing. NASCAR games.
Yeah, he has like the weird seat that moves with him.
Oh my God, who plays NASCAR games?
Kyle Long.
Hey, he's into it.
He probably breaks that chair. The dude's a massive individual.
Just like Pete breaking his chair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always breaking it. Always breaking it, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One last time. See, we know we did these predictions already. We have a bunch of free agency predictions on the channel. I just want to go through the quarterbacks. Last final prediction on where these quarterbacks are landing. Tannehill went to the Titans.
Lock me in right there.
Four-year. So that helps us out. Where is Tom Brady going? We all picked the Patriots originally.
I'm going with the Titans. It's too close.
He's going back.
Are we sticking with the Patriots for
Tom
Brady?
I never thought he was not going back to the Patriots.
You kind of did there for a second.
There was a
you
second
were,
there.
You
I
were
was
going
in,
L.A.
Yeah, Chargers for a second. But there's no shot.
This guy's out of his mind.
If he doesn't go back to the Patriots, somebody tells you that Schefter's like, he's not 100% not going back to Patriots. Where's your prediction?
Oakland.
Not that happened.
Oakland.
But
Oakland.
Yeah, why is everyone saying Tampa all of a sudden? I don't know.
No, I think Tampa has a better – Tampa, if I'm Tampa, I would go after like a Teddy B.
He's got a
Teddy
good receiver core.
Go get Teddy B.
I don't think Teddy makes sense with the Bucks.
I just don't think Tom Brady makes sense anywhere but New England.
Dak. We got Dak going back.
Yeah.
We got Breeze going back.
Yeah.
How many years for Breeze?
It's got to be one. Year? It's got to be.
I think it's going to be like a two-year team option after the first.
I say player option.
No, it's a team.
I say player option.
They don't want to screw themselves.
Teddy. Where's Teddy going? That's like one of the
Chargers.
Ones.
You're not
going
Chargers.
Breeze. Huh?
Chargers.
Who are we talking about?
Did you put the muff back?
Don't touch
Thank
my
you.
Muff.
Jesus. Psychos.
You got silver Peter.
Were we talking about Teddy B?
Trying to show off my shiny Peter.
Shiny Peter.
Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy Bridgewater is going to the Chargers.
I don't know.
That's where my pick, but.
Him and Tyrod.
I am so back and forth on the Chargers. Are they drafting one or are they going to
I think they're drafted somewhere.
Probably both. They could do both.
They can do both. Why not? Why not us? We know Riz is a big advocate is you can't be afraid to get better.
Can't be afraid to get better. People get confused when I say that.
Like, I might also be one of those.
You get confused? Well, it's kind of like, it's hard to explain a little bit, but.
It's like the Vikings thing you're talking about. Like, you have Kirk Cousins over here, but you get, for some
if
reason.
If they had the first pick.
You get the first pick. Like,
you can't be afraid to be great.
You can't say it right this minute for the Vikings. Because, there's people that don't like Kirk Cousins. They need to get better. People will say that.
It's a nerd.
But you can't say, you can't be afraid to get better, because who are they going to get? You know, like, they can't go pay Teddy Bridgewater. They can't go pay this guy. They're going to draft a guy at the end of the first round. It doesn't really apply now. So it only applies if you have, or you're in position to do so. And the first time I think I said it was back in that draft, Alvin Kamara draft, which I was very high on him. I mocked him to the Giants in the first round, and the Giants fans got pissed because they had Paul Perkins.
Right. Yeah.
And I kept, that's when my reply would be Paul Perkins, you know, even though he wasn't a decent running back, even I, you know, maybe I said that at the time, he's a decent, but you can't be afraid to get better. And
people got attached to him.
Yeah. But my point is, that was an example. Like, you're going to get better. You have the opportunity to get better.
The Rams, they had Trey Mason, who just had like a great year, 1,000-yard year. And they're like, everyone was so confused why they took Todd Gurley in the first round.
Yeah, well, you kind of go
the Vikings. Or Vikings, okay. Adrian Peterson, yeah, Chester Taylor.
Like top tier rusher.
To our running backs, but
yeah.
Well, we can talk quarterbacks. I mean, you just got signed Tannehill. You can't be afraid to go after Brady as well. They're not out.
That's true. That's a good point.
You can't be afraid to get better.
That's just the theme today. The theme of the podcast.
People are gonna think we're serious.
Tannehill and Brady to the Titans. Kind of going back to the Jags. Like, they have Foles. They have Minshew. There's believers in both. Some, maybe not in either guy. Uh-huh. But you could trade up. You can get Tua. Can't be afraid.
I'm a
to
big
get
Minshew guy.
You are?
No.
No?
Minshew's not going to win you a Super Bowl. Come on.
What if he does, though? He's got the heart. He's got the heart of a champion.
He's got the chest hair, too.
Right.
And the crimson suit.
Oh, yeah, he had that. Hello? Dan's not even listening.
Sorry. Yeah. We don't even know what we're talking about right now. Right. We don't even know.
What about Mariota? Where's he going?
Where's Mariota? Did he say Teddy?
The Bears?
He's going to be the backup quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
He'll be
Bears.
The starter. I think so.
He'll be the starter.
I'm starting to feel the Raiders for Mariota.
How would you guys feel about, I don't think I'd do it, pull this off. What about Mariota and Delanie Walker on the Bears?
I don't want Delanie Walker.
You don't want Delanie?
Whoa. I don't want Delanie.
I take him.
The guy's never playing. He's always hurt.
He had like a broken foot. That's not like an injury.
Yeah.
It's not like a muscle tear.
What about his previous injury?
What was his previous injury? It's probably something to do with his hamstring.
Like two years ago, he like.
When's the last time he had a 60?
Broke his leg.
We already got it.
It was a problem again this year.
We already got a tight end who's got some problems. We'll leave it at that on the Bears, and then we don't need another one. I would say just draft one, and we just signed some guy. I forgot his name already. No name.
Demetrius Harris.
Yeah, we got him.
No name.
He's a no name.
Not a no name.
It's Mariota's guy though.
Mm-hmm.
That's Delaney.
Raiders.
Delaney's not going to the Raiders, though.
No, they got Waller.
They got Darren Waller.
They can pair them both together.
He's going to the Bengals.
Delaney?
He's going to the Bengals.
He would.
Bengals,
you know. Another injured?
He can go to Cincinnati to die, like just like Obi Jobins.
Browns. Love Delaney.
Packers,
though.
Maybe?
Oh.
Packers, Redskins?
I still think Packers are going to go for Hooper. You're going to lock that in.
Lock it in?
Does that say Delanie Walker?
Yeah, Delanie rules.
Delanie rules, yeah.
You just got all the merch.
So what did we say, Teddy? Did we say Chargers?
I said Chargers.
I said Chargers.
I don't even know.
And we said Mariota were split with Bears, Raiders, and to the goal line.
I still like Teddy the Panthers for some reason, but I just don't know what they're doing over there. The Panthers.
They got a lot of routes they can go.
Right.
Phillip? I've still got the Colts for Phillip.
Yeah.
Yep.
Phillip.
That mother freaker.
Fill up that mother freaker. Case Keenum, that's a big one. Where's he going?
I don't care. No. I'm just kidding, Case.
Come on.
He could surprise everyone and go to Chicago.
If Case wants to back up Tannehill, I'm down.
Keenum's got to be a good – I think he's a good guy to have. He's got to be a good coach because he doesn't have like – you look at the guy. I think that's the problem with Keenum. Everyone always looked at him like, this guy's not good.
But he peaked, though.
He has pixie dust on him.
Do you want to know when he peaks?
When did he peak?
When he started doing the skull chant. That was the peak.
That's the peak of his career.
If there's a movie, that would be the climax.
If they won the Super Bowl that year, that's the intro to the Super Bowl.
If they won the Super Bowl that year, Keenan would be their quarterback still. Where the hell would Kirk Cousins be?
Jets, he'd be on the Jets or Broncos.
Where would Darnold be then?
And where would Darnold be?
Be having mono somewhere.
Well, where the Corona? Would he have Corona?
Probably. Oh, he has a weak immune system. You better stay careful.
You think he's seeing ghosts though?
I bet Darnold would be on the Cardinals, and then where would Kyler Murray be?
Oh, or Rosen.
Where would Cliff Kingsbury be? Would he be there?
This is madness.
Where would LeBron James be though?
I don't know.
Would he be on the Lakers even?
Probably in Miami.
Yeah, with his receding hairline.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nobody talks about that anymore. I miss the days where
I think we're just past that.
I miss the days where everyone talked about LeBron's hairline.
I think they glue the carpet down. And so
he's got a nice toupee.
It's definitely they're doing something out there, and we need to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
The carpet.
I want to see him.
We're going with the Urlacher route.
Yeah, oh yeah, hair lacquer.
Yeah, but it's like one day his hair is like going away, like he's an old man, and then the other day, the next day, it's perfectly fine. It's like he's LeBron James from high school.
He's Superman.
He only, you know,
unless
he got,
there's two LeBron
he
Jameses.
Got peer pressure definitely into getting hair plugs. And that's probably the best part.
Probably.
He was ripped on so much for that.
He should just go the Michael Jordan route and just go full bald.
That's why he
Riz is almost there.
I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm almost at the point where I'm gonna need you to massage my bald.
No, I'm good.
Massage your bald.
I'm good. Pete's our masseuse.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not.
He's our masseuse.
No.
All right, well, we got off topic there for a second. Jameis Winston, where's he going?
I would love him in Chicago.
He's not going to Chicago.
I want them to throw their money at him.
We're making our picks. We're making our picks right now.
I know. He's going to the Bucks.
Back to the Bucks?
He's going back to the Bucks, but I want him in Chicago.
But what if the Bucks get Brady or Bridgewater? Where's he going?
Patriots.
Winston's going to the Patriots?
That's just a swap, yeah.
I would love to see it. I would love it.
It's not.
He would be MVP.
We're like predicting all this madness. It's just going to. Everyone's going to go back to like their teams. Like Phillip Rivers is going to the Colts.
Yeah,
everyone knows that.
Nothing happened.
It's just like.
I would blame the Corona 100%.
What? I don't know about that.
Why? Why?
Because.
You just blame the people that are spreading rumors.
It was a joke.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Does Andy Dalton get traded?
Cut.
You guys are like all on board. I think he gets traded.
Where?
Well, we know he's going to get cut.
How do you know he's going to get cut?
Because what if nobody trades for him? Then he will get the starting quarterback job?
He's not that bad.
Oh,
he's not bad, honestly.
He's going to go to Tennessee, two quarterback system.
He's solid.
Three quarterback system
to Tennessee. People were worried about the contract. Like, do you see what Titans did last year?
Yeah.
with Tannehill, they only had to pay him $5 million, and the Dolphins paid the rest of it. Like, teams could easily do that.
Where is Andy Dalton going to be playing next year?
I don't know.
Tell us,
Pete. He could be the Bears if they don't get Mariota.
Could be the Bears.
Who's the better option?
But trading
for
him? I mean, we do have a new fourth-round pick that we could play with, but I still wouldn't trade for him because
the damn pick.
Hey.
He's gonna.
Who's
get cut?
You don't have to trade a lot for him. I'm just saying, I think he gets traded. Though.
If you're the Bears, free agency wise, say you don't have to trade for Dalton or Mariota. Who's the better option?
Oh, so you can sign either one. You're saying?
Yeah, you can sign either one.
I'd rather give Mariota. I mean, right now, I think majority of the people would be right to say that Dalton's the safer pick at saying he's better, if that makes any sense. But I would take Mariota. I would gamble on Mariota.
Dalton's the safer pick. Mariota's the higher ceiling pick.
Yeah, but then you also can say Mariota. You can argue Mariota's the safer pick because he's probably cheaper.
He's like a low risk, high reward kind of guy?
Yeah, and he can go to the goal line, catch his own pass, go to the goal line, score a touchdown.
He's only done that once.
Kid's special.
Nagy would come up with a play. That it would happen somehow.
He did that against the Chiefs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Nagy was there.
He took notes.
Oh, connecting dots. Mario to the Bears.
He's just a winner. That's all he is.
He didn't win the starting job.
He's a winner.
So is Trubisky.
What would you rather?
He's not a winner.
What?
Trubisky's won probably almost as.
Bears fans, what would you rather
he's
have?
Got a
happen?
Winning record.
Get the first overall pick next year to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yep, that's it.
Or
no, that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Or go to the NFC Championship game and lose.
No, first pick next year.
First pick next year.
Oh, wow.
I mean, who's my quarterback starting?
What, Trubisky makes it to the NFC Championship, has a pretty good year, loses.
Pretty good year?
He shows that he's going to be the starter the next year, easily.
I would
easily.
Trubisky.
No, I want Trevor Lawrence
take
all
the
day.
Losing in the NFC Championship.
Because then we'll have, I'll take that.
No. What he proves to you is that he's going to be the starter next year, but you still kind of have that feel.
Well,
that
as Bears fans, we already know. We already know what happens when you take the first quarterback off. You don't. Nothing's guaranteed.
So if you take Trevor Lawrence.
It'd be tough, but if the kid gets you there.
He makes me nice
and moist. Look at the kid go.
All right, Pete, if Tannehill just plays terrible, the Titans get the first overall pick, are you taking Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Is that a question? For you, it was.
He's trying to test us with his.
What do you mean, no?
You can't be afraid to get back.
So you just signed your quarterback. You get all the way to the NFC.
You just tell him to go fuck
AFC
himself.
Championship
game. No, he just said, like, we just signed Tannehill, and, like, he was just terrible, and they got the first pick. Would you take Trevor Lawrence? No brainer.
What if he got you to the AFC Championship?
How would they have the first pick if they went to the AFC Championship?
But what if? No, it's one or the other.
What?
What is he not understanding?
I don't understand what he's not understanding.
It's the same question. It's just for you.
How would you go to the AFC Championship or that?
Would you rather have the first pick or...
Yeah, it has to be that.
Who's talking about... Who said national championship?
AFC championship.
Oh, I thought somebody said national championship.
I said, how would you go to the AFC Championship and have the first pick?
All right. Would you rather have the first pick or lose in the AFC Championship game? Again, next year. 2 years in a row.
Oh, that's tough. That's kind of different, though.
That's the exact same question we're asking.
No, because we went to the AFC Championship game last year. If we did it again,
right?
Like then now,
what do you do?
Would it sting? Like how bad would it sting?
Would you cry?
It would suck. Yeah, I get
it. It would probably burn going to the bathroom for like a week.
But I would still believe in Tannehill.
What does it have to do with going to the bathroom?
You just said it would sting.
It would sting.
Yeah,
my heart a little bit.
That's different because it's back to back years going to the AFC Championship.
So, what would you pick?
What are the options?
We just get.
Stick with Tannehill.
Yeah.
Okay.
For round three.
Yeah, went to the AFC Championship 2 years in a row with them.
If I can inject you with the corona right now, but that means the Titans are winning the Super Bowl. This year, would you do it?
Yes. 100%.
Are you kidding me? He might not make it to the Super Bowl.
You're surviving the corona. You're confident?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm confident surviving. I'm gonna sign it. I guess.
Hey, if it happens and you know you go away, you pass away, we'll make T-shirts and pass them all to the Titans. That's gonna say
Peter
Pigskin Pete
did this.
They're gonna have
Pigskin
Pigskin Pete T-shirts. Well, they're on me.
Appreciate that.
This was for Pigskin.
I don't think I can survive the corona. I got asthma.
And you don't have a ball.
I don't know if that matters.
You don't have a ball glider either.
Yeah, that's true.
And you're balding.
And you're balding.
I am not balding. For the record, I am not balding.
Could have fooled us. All right. Everyone thinks you're bald.
Nobody thinks I'm bald. There's hair. If anybody's watching,
you look like Boozer.
There's hair. Right?
That's spray Carlos on hair. We saw him sprayed on.
There's no spray on hair. There's just hair. I just cut it short. All right. That's all.
It's spray on hair. We all saw him put it on, right?
Right. What else you got for us?
What else you got for me?
What do you got?
Are you going to the mall later today?
What do you think about this?
I don't want to catch this? The corona.
We've been talking about our teams a lot. What about your team?
All right. Give me some questions.
What do you think about this? That ever since Mike Zimmer's been there, it's always been like miss the playoffs, then make the playoffs, then miss the playoffs, then make the playoffs.
The new CBA, he can they make it every year.
Ooh, yeah. No, but like they'll have disappointing seasons. They'll go like 6-10. All of a sudden, they're like 7-9.
They're never bad. Like it's what I'm saying. They've gone like
6-10. Last time we had a top pick,
we took Matt Kuhl. That didn't work out. But we never have a top pick.
It's like this following the trend this year, they should miss the playoffs and go about 7-9 or 8-8. So what are your thoughts?
What are you asking? I don't know what
that
the question
was. Not a question.
That is a question.
What are your thoughts?
Do you think the trend? Do you think the trend keeps going?
Pete's not a good interviewer.
What? I just asked him a question.
You're asking me to predict their season. We don't know who their team is right now. We haven't done free agency or the draft.
If you knew their team, though,
who's on the team?
Well, you know it.
Are you following the trend?
Well, let me answer that in multiple different ways. I don't think it's like because of Zimmer, or I don't think it's like this. I think it's a coincidence, is what I'm getting to. If Zimmer does make some stupid decisions with his clock management and he has no involvement in the offense, that's bad. But if you take Zimmer away from the defense, it's going to take a huge hit. I think he's the best defense
coach
in football, top three worst.
Whoa.
Who's calling the plays? On
offense? Yeah. It's going to be Kubiak.
He's calling him?
Oh, Kubiak. Yeah,
is he going to be down on the sideline?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Why do you think it's just a coincidence that like every single year like they do good and then also the next year they don't do good?
Well, I think it's partly every it's team. Not, it might happens. Not be just the Vikings too because the Bears were good that 1 year and then they
sucked. I'm just saying like the strength
Packers
of,
were good
strength of schedule. Is,
well, I'll tell you why that's happened. It's because the quarterback. They had all of a sudden Bradford got thrown in there. Bridgewater got hurt. They couldn't have a second season for him to start full time. And then Bradford got thrown in there. He was a solid quarterback if healthy.
They have a consistent quarterback now, so you're saying they're going to be okay then. They're going to make the playoffs.
Let me keep going. Then they got Keenum in there. They have a good year because they find out he's the quarterback. And then Kirk Cousins' first year getting thrown in there with shit DeFilippo, terrible play calling, worst I've ever seen. They can't do it. Now Kirk Cousins in the second year, a little better play calling. He's got getting his groove on a little bit. They're better. So
you like that.
This year, based off that, they should be good. But based on their team right now, what they have for a good team with like top-tier talent, like the two receivers, like Dalvin Cook, Danielle Hunter, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, they have some holes. They have interior defensive line. cornerback, offensive line. So the way the team sits right now, I'm not really thrilled about it, honestly. But
do you think it's like strength of schedule too? Like they get a harder schedule and like they don't play good against better teams.
Is it because they're playing on Sunday Night Football sometimes?
And Monday Night
Football? I just don't get why we have to play in goddamn Seattle every single year.
We're going
to
ask a bunch of questions. Would you rather have Ryan Tannehill or Kirk Cousins?
I'd rather have Kirk Cousins. The Titans, if I was the Titans, I'd rather have Ryan Tannehill.
Can I tell you an unpopular opinion? I'd rather have Bradford than Trubisky.
Even though there's like a 99%.
Is Bradford retired, like officially retired?
I don't think so.
If somebody called him up, like,
he'd come back.
How's that knee feeling? I think he'd be like 100%.
100%.
100% coach.
How are those knees plural doing?
But Bradford's got like a 99.9% chance of getting hurt.
Or fumbling.
Do you think they should extend Kirk Cousins?
They probably will.
I'm not asking if they will. I'm asking, do you think they should?
That's a good question.
Kind of have to.
See, I'm asking good questions here, guys.
Let's grill. It depends on what the deal is. And it depends on if they can open up cap this year. The positive would be to open up cap this year, but at the same time, what happens if they're kind of bad next year? They're not going to get Trevor Lawrence. Let's get that straight. But they're kind of bad, and they're in a situation where, yeah, maybe we can draft a Justin Fields or a Newman, you know, like somebody in a first-round quarterback, get our future quarterback.
Calling Jamie Newman a first-rounder?
I like me some Jamie Newman.
Oh, man.
I think he's not going to be a top-five pick, probably not, but I think he'll be a first-round receiver quarterback.
What else was I going to ask you? I have a lot for you. Do you think they should extend Dalvin Cook?
No, definitely not. I don't like that talk at all. Yeah, there's like a rumor that he wasn't going to play. I'm not buying that. But if that's the case, I no longer like Dalvin Cook. Great running back, has elite traits. But yeah, the injuries, I'm not going to call him injury prone because I think a lot of times in the past, they've sat him out just to be safe, this year included. But you can say, yeah, he's borderline injury prone. You can't pay. I'm not a fan of paying a running back a huge amount of money. And especially in this situation where he still needs to prove to stay healthier. So I definitely do not pay Dalvin Cook.
What are the odds they take a cornerback in the first round? First two rounds.
First two rounds, 100%.
100%. There we go.
Bet. First round, that's a tough question because, like, knowing the Vikings, Mike Zimmer, Rick Spielman, okay, you could say yeah, but it just hasn't – it's kind of worked and hasn't worked because Rhodes was really, really good. They spent a first-round pick on Hughes. I think they like him, but was it worth it to spend the first-round pick on Hughes there?
First-round pick on Trey Waynes.
Yeah.
Second-rounder on Mackenzie Alexander.
But then they need a corner very badly.
It's ridiculous. Who do you think the Bears are going to take with their first-round pick?
We don't have a first round pick. Jokes on
you. I know. That was the joke.
Pete didn't know that.
Yeah, he didn't know that. Pete, they don't have one.
Oh, you guys could watch the film.
What?
Film on watch what? Of my question there. Well, I was already smiling when I was asking.
If you want me to
watch
it, I would have to be a Patreon member.
You're not a Patreon member? Oh,
which I am.
Okay, so you can watch it.
But you're really alienating the people who are not Patreon members.
Well, they better go out and purchase a membership then.
Oh,
you can see these podcasts in video form on the Patreon.
Sick plug.
I love watching.
Sick plug, bro.
Oh, sick plug. I love watching podcasts rather than listening to them.
Do you watch ours? Do you watch ours?
I can't listen to podcasts.
You watch us?
Yeah.
You actually review the film?
Yeah, I watch.
He's doing great.
Bussin' with the Boys. Better. I don't like. I'm promoting Bussin' with the Boys. They come out with podcasts every Monday night. I wait until Tuesday when they drop it on YouTube to watch
it. He studies up.
Because I don't like listening to it. I like watching it and listening to it.
Wow.
Are you a pervert?
No. It's just so much better.
You weirdo.
Pervert Pete.
It's so much better.
It's not pigskin Pete anymore. It's pervert.
Okay.
I think we got to wrap it up here.
That's
out of control. I'm starving. I'm hungry right now. We got to go. That's going to do it for this one. Thanks, everyone, for listening and watching, however you're doing it. Full coverage on both of our YouTube channels. Just search the Go Now. It's pretty much everything. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, whatever it is, search the Goat House. We got you. Full coverage, still going strong. Corona ain't stopping us. Goodbye.